And secondly, I need to make an announcement that pursuant to Governor's Executive Order 7B, that during this pandemic crisis, all meetings that are held electronically by telephone must be recorded. So I am recording this meeting, and then I will post the recording to the board's webpage within 7 days, which is required by the executive order. So just to have a clear recording, when you do speak, just identify yourself first and last name, and then we'll be all set. So with that, it's 9:30, so you can get started if you want to take over, Linda.
Oh, okay. The meeting will come to order. Okay, the first thing on the agenda would be approval of the minutes of the last meeting. So, can we have a motion?
This is Joe Mazzacoli. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
This is Ron
Carrizalo,
second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the minutes of the last meeting are accepted. Okay, so what do we have next? School approval. We have two schools on here for today. The first is the Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology in Bridgeport.
And Frank Manna from DPH is on the line to answer any of your questions.
Okay.
I have a question. This is Raymond Mastrangelo. I have a question on page 15. There's a comment by the zoning officer. I cannot read that writing at all. Can anybody interpret that for me?
Yeah, good morning. This is Frank from Connecticut Department of Health. Let me take a look and see if I can. Said page 15?
That's correct. From the zoning officer approval.
A rebound by summer?
Page 15 has federal student aid programs.
On the printout that we got, it says POSAAP, page 15, where the fire inspector, fire marshal notated, and then the zoning officer.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, what is it? On this conference call, what I got to...
Is this Peter?
Same thing, my name is Peter Aiello, A-I-L-L-O.
Okay, Peter, thanks for joining us. We already approved the... This is Jeff. We already approved the minutes, now we're on the first school approval.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Frank Manna, Connecticut Department of Health, Zoning Officer Approval, POSAAP, page 15. That's what the reference is?
Yeah, so in the comments it says, I can read the second one, it says renovations in progress, but I can't read the first comment.
Hello, Frankie. Hello.
So once the original form has been submitted and subsequent application filings, your school may submit a copy of the original unless and until there have been substantial or material changes in the facility.
Hey, Frank.
That's the old piece in the note on the last paragraph of that.
Hello, Frank.
Good morning, yes. Peter. How are you?
Good. How are you? What do we have to say, yes, or what's the story?
Well, we have to vote to approve the school or not. I guess that's the next thing on the agenda. Has everyone had a chance to review the information we have?
Yes.
Yes. Like, yeah, I reviewed the information. I just can't read that comment. I was wondering if somebody could decipher it for me. Where it says comments. The zoning officer wrote something.
We got approval. We got approval. Or what's the story?
Well, apparently someone has a question, and I'm not really understanding because I don't see anything that's.
I know. I don't see nothing either.
Where the on page. POSAAP, page 15, with the zoning officer approval.
What page is it?
POSAAP, page 15. It's right next to where the fire marshal approval is.
On page 15?
It's POSAAP, page 15.
I don't know. I don't see it. It goes from 14, it goes to 18.
Mine sort of goes from 9 to 10 to 11, and then it seems to be, here's the fire marshal. Okay.
All right, and on the right side of that is zoning officer approval.
The fire marshal will be... Fire marshal report form will be mailed separately. There's a certificate of liability insurance.
Nuclear armed power, they demonstrated extraordinary progress. Did you approve it, Frank? Did you approve this thing?
Yes, I mean, I have all the documentation.
Yeah, I see. I got a copy of it.
My only question was, I just can't read what it says.
Huh?
That's, my only question is, what's the comment by the zoning officer?
I don't know what page is it. It goes from 14 to 18.
Yeah, fire marshal report, then it goes to 16 and 17. There's no...
You don't have a zoning officer approval?
No.
It's 1519 over here.
Yeah.
The Bradford Academy, it's on page 15 and then 19. And there's nothing in between.
Yeah, there's no page 15 here.
You got page 15?
No.
Yeah, Mike. Frank, can you help me?
Yeah, you have POSAAP page 3. And that's a zoning officer approval, right? On page 3, right?
It says page 15 on the bottom of it.
Yeah, POSAAP page 3.
Okay.
Excuse me, it's Elfrida. Are you looking at, it says administration review, renovations in process? Those comments? Is that what you can't read?
I read the second one, renovation in progress. What's the first one say?
I think it says administration review.
Okay, thank you, Francine.
No, it's Elfrida,
attorney. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No problem. I think that's what it says. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it looks like there's some duplication in the documentation here.
Okay, that was only a question. I couldn't read what he wrote. That's all.
Making a motion to approve, or what's the story?
Well, anybody else got any comments or questions?
No comment. Anybody else have any question?
I don't.
No questions, no comments?
No comment, no question.
Okay, well, then perhaps we can... take a vote. We have the Bradford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology in Bridgeport up for school approval. Now, all in favor of approving the Bradford Academy in Bridgeport?
Yeah, aye.
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 Opposed? Nobody. Okay, then we have approved the Branford Academy in Bridgeport. Okay, next up is the Sono Academy in South Norwalk. Has everyone had a chance to review the material?
Yeah, yes. Norwalk. That's, I don't have an objection.
Okay. I assume that means you have reviewed the material. All right, then.
I'm reading it now. I got it in front of me. I read the whole thing, but it's so small. You need a magnifying glass.
No, it's not. Some of the stuff... Well, also, the reproduction is not wonderful on some of it, but for the most part.
Especially on
the telephone. Hi, everyone.
It makes it hard.
Hello. Excuse me, everyone. I'm going to have to switch phones. I'm having a little difficulty kicking back. This is Francine. I'll reconnect.
Okay.
I just want you to know that. I was going to call right back.
Okay, questions or comments on Sono Academy?
Any have no question?
No questions?
No comment, no question. Everything sounds
good. No comments. Okay. Then we can take a vote on the approval of Sono Academy in South Norwalk. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Sono Academy, South Norwalk, Connecticut is approved. Next, we have a memorandum of decision. Luciana DeRosa, unlicensed. Basically, it's, she's unlicensed, so it's a cease and desist order. Don't do it anymore.
Do you have any other gestures? Just, you got to prove what they say. If they say it's a cease and desist that she's not going to do, so I go along with it.
Well, you know, she has no license, and she was apparently, from the information here, practicing as a hairdresser, and that is not acceptable. So,
they're not even sending me the agenda over here. They only send the agenda, the meeting. The rest, I don't have no other agenda with it. That's and the school. They're sending me for the school, the agenda for the school. Oh, yeah, you got to move. Yeah, it's over here, yes.
Yeah, there were just two schools on the agenda here.
Yeah, there were two on the same block.
We did both.
Yeah, and the memorial for this decision.
Memorandum of decision is basically accepting what's already been done or not.
Apparently, licensed, so she got to stop doing. That's it.
Right. It's a cease and desist order.
Yeah. Okay.
We will issue said cease and desist order.
I make a motion to accept the memorandum of decision.
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. The cease and desist order will be issued. Okay. Do we have any other new business?
Nothing from this end. This is Jeff. I know Francine had contacted me during the week, and she wanted to talk about some issues, but I think I don't think she's called back in since she left. Francine, are you there? Nope, I guess not. I guess we lost her. So, yeah, that's it from this end.
So we're done.
Yes, we are.
As far as I can tell. Anybody else have new business they want to discuss?
No, I don't. Jeff, you want to email me something after signing?
Yeah,
I'll
send you the page to be signed if you can scan it and email it back to me. And then I'll send it out
okay.
today.
Yes, sir.
So that's it. If nothing else, if you want to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, anyone?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Yeah, I'm okay. Second.
The meeting is adjourned.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Stay safe. The next meeting will probably be by telephone again until all this clears up.
Okay. Could be a while.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Francine? Hello?